Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So happy to have you with me today. So glad that you are studying the Word of God, knowing that you are learning about Him and His ways. You're learning about His Son, Jesus, and Lord, just what it is for the Lord to bless you and to keep you in His ways. And so as we begin this, we want to go to the Lord and pray that He will bless our time together. Pray with me, if you will. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word. For it is indeed a lamp unto our feet, it's a light unto our path. And Lord, we can study it, learn it, meditate upon it. And Lord, our ways will be pleasing to you. We ask today that you, by your Holy Spirit, would guide us into all truth, empower us to live according to that truth we ask. We thank you again for this time of study in your word. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Fellow Workers Unto the Kingdom of God. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 4 and verse 11. As Paul the Apostle continued to close his words to the church in Colossae, he mentioned several men who were helpful to him in the spreading of the gospel. We have learned of Tychicus and Aristarchus and Marcus thus far. And in chapter 4 and verse 11, Paul added Jesus, which is called Justice, to the list. We read, "And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me." The verse begins, "And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision." Jesus, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, was called by another name, Justice, which means just or righteous. This companion of Paul either had his Hebrew name Jesus as his Roman or Latin name Justice, or is thought to have changed his name to give honor unto his Lord. It's interesting to note that Paul distinguishes Justice and the two men previously mentioned, Aristarchus and Marcus, as being those who were of the circumcision, or namely, Jews. The verse continues, "These only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God." Paul calls these men, "These only are my fellow workers," or companions in work, "unto the kingdom of God," or to the royal power, kingship, dominion, and rule of God Almighty. The idea is that these men were working alongside of Paul until the power and authority of God was to rule completely on the earth. Finally, the verse says, "which have been a comfort unto me." Paul commended these men, "which have been a comfort," which means a solace, relief, alleviation, and consolation to me, which means Paul. There was nothing comparable to having those within the kingdom of God who were working with Paul to share the gospel. No matter what the conditions, Paul had these men to bring relief to him. In the last few verses, Paul employed the terms fellow servants, fellow prisoners, and fellow workers to describe those with whom he ministered. Justice, obviously, was one of these for Paul. And as we think about him today, let us be reminded that the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ is large enough to have many involved. These are to be our companions and fellow laborers in the cause of Christ. And as the Lord reminds us of those who are in our lives, who work alongside us, let us be thankful to the Lord for them and grateful for their comfort along our way. Next time, Paul shares about Epaphras, who was with him. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.